It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Mayer opened up about his sex life during his unofficial Instagram live show, Current Mood, Monday night. The singer was asked intimate questions by his guest, Cassie David. We learned that apparently Mayer doesn't touch himself to his own music. She asked him that. He did say, though, that he has sung his own songs before doing the deed, though, and said that he's used his own music to hook up a couple of times. And then they got into what his number is, if you know what I mean.
Blink twice if you've slept with over 800 people.
Okay. He stares into the camera.
Interesting. Yeah. Are you guys surprised?
I would like to know if people are surprised.
That's the next question, yeah.
Are you surprised that I have slept with less than 800 people?
Yeah, apparently he's slept with less than 500. That was how specific he got.
We've heard a lot about him, right? Even before he was dating Taylor, that guy's been with a lot of people.
Well, remember that infamous Jessica Simpson interview he did with Rolling Stone, talking about her situation downstairs?
Her chicken of the sea?
Yeah, it was crazy. NBC News anchor Megyn Kelly had to apologize in a statement after questioning why it's considered racist for white people to wear blackface on Halloween. The comments came during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today.
But what is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
If somebody feels like something is offensive to them, then you should say it, and that's fair game.
And you should be able to take it
if you're going to dress up like that.
Yeah, you got to be able to take it.
And this was her statement that was read on NBC after that.
Later today, Kelly apologized to her staff in this email for using the term blackface, a practice long associated with minstrel shows mocking African Americans. I realize now that such behavior is indeed wrong, and I am sorry. The history of blackface in our culture is abhorrent. The wound's too deep. I've never been a PC kind of person, but I understand that we do need to be more sensitive in this day and age.
Sarah Silverman also had to apologize to the woman who claimed Louis C.K. asked for permission to, what we talked about yesterday.
Choke the chicken.
In front of her. So after Silverman claimed that he pleasured himself in her presence, then she took to Twitter to express her remorse for speaking out about the comedian's controversial behavior, apologizing to Rebecca Corey, who claimed that he had exposed himself to her or whatever. She tweeted, "Rebecca, I'm sorry. Ugh, this is why I don't like weighing in. I can't seem to do press for my show without being asked about it, but you're right. You were equals, and he messed with you, and it's not okay. I'm sorry, friend. You are so talented and so kind." And Rosie O'Donnell confirmed that she's engaged to a police officer who she saw staring at her during a gala.
It happened a while ago, and everybody found out now, but she's a wonderful woman. Her name's Elizabeth Rooney. She's a police officer in Worcester. She is in the mounted unit.
She pull you over? What happened?
It was at one of these events. She came to another smaller gala, and I thought she was pink because she looked like pink. So as I'm up there, I'm like staring at her going, how come no one told me pink is here? So after it, she came over and she's like, were you staring at me? I'm like, yes, why are you impersonating pink? What is going on? You know? And that was the beginning, and here we are all this time later.
Oh, yeah. All right. Good for you, Rosie.